Hey, it's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You can scroll it later, or better, you can listen live to Brooke and Jeffrey every weekday morning. Big fun, real moments, the laughs that make your day. Your station, your city, right now. That's called radio. In Seattle, that's called Movin' 92.5.
Why are redheads different? I decided to find out. But I have a confession to make. I've always had a weakness for redheads. I'm not exactly sure why. It wasn't a conscious decision. But somewhere along the way, I simply noticed that when a redhead walks into the room, my attention tends to follow. My significant other happens to be a redhead. And yes, I'm absolutely in love. Recently, however, I heard something that made me stop and think. Someone mentioned, very casually, that redheads require more anesthesia during surgery than the rest of us. And then he added something even more dramatic. He said that in some hospitals, it's considered common knowledge that when a redhead is coming out of anesthesia, an extra staff person is assigned to their room, just in case the patient wakes up swinging. That sounded like one of those stories that might have grown a little larger in the telling. But it was intriguing enough that I decided to look into it. And it turns out there is really some science behind redheads. First of all, redheads are rare. Only about 1 or 2% of the world's population has natural red hair. Interestingly, scientists estimate that 30 to 40% of people may carry red hair gene, even though their own hair isn't red. The reason is genetic. Most natural redheads carry a variation of something called the MC1R gene, which affects the type of pigment the body produces. Instead of darker pigments, their bodies produce more of a reddish pigment called pheomelanin. What that creates is the copper color of their hair and often the freckles and the fair skin that accompany it. Interestingly, the highest concentration of redheads in the world is found in Scotland and Ireland, where roughly 1 in 10 people may have red hair, when only 1 or 2 people in 100 share that trait in the rest of the world. So it probably shouldn't surprise us that scientists have taken an interest in them. Now back to the strange thing I heard. Several medical studies have found that natural redheads may require about 15 to 20% more anesthesia to achieve the same level of sedation as people with other hair colors. Researchers believe this difference may be connected to that same MC1R gene, which appears to influence certain pain and sensory pathways in the body. So while hospitals aren't exactly assigning bodyguards to every redhead in recovery, there may be a small grain of truth hidden inside the story, which makes the whole thing even more fascinating. But the story gets even more interesting. Some research suggests that redheads may experience certain kinds of pain differently than the rest of us. Scientists are still trying to understand exactly why, but again, this MC1R gene seems to play a role. The more I've read, the more I've realized that redheads are not just visually distinctive. They may be actually biologically distinctive as well. And redheads have fascinated people for centuries. For example, in ancient Rome, red hair was considered so exotic that wealthy Roman women sometimes bought wigs made from the hair of northern Europeans. In ancient Greece, there was even a curious belief that redheaded people might become vampires after death. Red hair was rare in the Mediterranean world, and unusual traits often became the subject of superstition. And during parts of the Middle Ages, red hair picked up yet another reputation. people sometimes associated redheads with fiery tempers and strong personalities, or mysterious powers. The stereotype of a fiery redhead may actually trace its roots back to those old beliefs. It's strange to think that the same trait could be admired in one era and feared in another, which may simply prove that humans have always been intrigued by what is rare. Scientists believe red hair may have evolved for a practical reason, because people with red hair typically have very fair skin. Their bodies can produce vitamin D more efficiently in low sunlight. That would have been a real advantage in cloudy northern climates such as Scotland and Ireland. In other words, nature may have designed redheads to thrive where the sun doesn't shine very often. So when I think about it, redheads make up only a tiny fraction of humanity, just one or two people out of every 100. Yet they've captured an outsized place in our imagination, appearing in history, mythology, literature, and now even in scientific research. Maybe it's their rarity. Maybe it's their striking appearance. Or maybe nature simply decided to add a little extra intrigue to the human species. All I know is this. I began this little exploration by admitting that I've always had a weakness for redheads. And after learning a little bit more about them, I'm happy to report that my weakness remains completely intact. And now I even have a little science to back it up.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.